in store.
Hey, 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 this here's Bad Bob with Bad Bob's Big Bass, Bruising Bucks, and Boss Birds Bulletin Board right here on WBUX. Don't forget, opening day's tomorrow. School's out all week. Got the contest going on. Bring your deer up here, get your pictures made, and win a prize. Plus it, WBUX.
Jimmy's in his bossy hole that he spent his allowance on down at the Bass Pro Shop. DJ's talking on the radio about the contest for the heaviest doe and the largest rag buck, and said school's dismissed all week long as he plays another hunting song. That's what I love about opening day.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Ray I, 590 KFNS, live mobile on demand. Hey, we're doing a remote coming to you from the Missouri Ozarks. Second week of deer season up on a big ridge here. Talking a little deer hunting. Got to tell you, we've had a great camp so far. I'm shooting the new Mossberg Patriot. I have it in a 300 Win Mag, and I was really fortunate enough to take a buck last weekend, all on camera for Midwest Outdoors Television. As many down in the Missouri Ozarks, it's not a really good place to try to capture white-tailed deer on video, but we were real fortunate, worked real hard, but we're real fortunate and blessed to be able to take a buck on video and complete a show. So I can hunt some more. We've been talking about this during the whole show. We're going to go back to the station, Midwest Outdoor Studios, to Matty G, and grab our interview with Linda Powell to talk about the wonderful products of Mossberg, because these new Patriot rifles really do a great job, and we're hunting with them here on this hunt. So let's go back, see Matty G, and grab Linda Powell.
Let's play a little intro. Here we go. Boys and girls, we're going to go out. Your friend and mine. This girl runs all over the world. I've never seen her run as much as she has here lately. Every time you go to Facebook, she's someplace else. Linda Powell with Mossberg. Hey, honey.
Good morning, Ray. What an intro. Probably the best ever. Thank you.
That's my girl. Yeah, baby. That's the lovely Linda. There she is. Wow, Mossberg. Hey, guess what I got? I'm looking at right here, Linda Powell. I have a black stock with a Zaworski scope, Mossberg Patriot deer rifle right here in the studio. Holy cow, Linda Powell, you are going everywhere. Every time I go to Facebook, it's worse than last year.
You know, I say to myself, I'm going to slow down, but it never seems to happen. You know, when it's hunting season, I'm just trying to take advantage of it, and it's been quite an incredible fall.
Oh, my goodness, what lots and lots of trips. Well, let's talk about the centerfires first, and I got a couple questions for you, but let's talk about the deer rifles. We're in deer season, firearm deer season. Tell us about, I saw them at the SHOT Show, and we visited about them. You sent me one. I've got one here on the counter. Tell us a little bit about the Patriot.
Well, and you know, with me being a big hunter, I was so excited when I got my hands on one of the Patriots. We did introduce it this year, so your listeners should be able to find them in stores now. But it's a complete line of bolt-action rifles, 11 different calibers, so everything from .243 up to .375 Ruger, which is a first for us. You have beautiful walnut, black synthetic. We have some camo synthetic and laminate stock. What I love, though, is the inner workings are still that hardcore Mossberg bolt-action rifle that people are familiar with,
right,
from our previous 4x4 and ATR rifles. But we've done some redesigns, and one of the things I think you'd notice first is the classic-styled stock. It's just truly a hunting rifle from, you know, end to end. 22-inch barrels, fluted bolts, you know, our adjustable trigger, our lightning bolt action trigger that the consumer can adjust from 2 to 7 pounds, box magazine, you know, pretty much everything that deer hunter needs in a rifle.
Yeah, I like the short barrel. I was looking at this morning when me and Snuggles was going through it with the Swarovski and the black stock, and then the short barrel is perfect for where I'm going to be hunting the Ozarks and the ridges.
Right.
This
yep.
is ideal. Perfect gun.
Yeah. You know, it's what we did with this project, and I think it's really interesting, is we listened to our consumers, and they told us the features that they really liked
yeah.
in our guns, and so we kind of retained that from our previous bolt actions. But then again, as I said, we kind of, you know, re-engineered the bolt handle, and just upgraded some features. And so, again, to me, it's a true classic, and I've been carrying it in the field now for over a year.
Yeah.
Everywhere from Alaska to Africa to, you know, Newfoundland. And
yeah. As I said, you've been everywhere. We ought to play that song. I've been everywhere, man. What's your favorite caliber? What are you shooting, Linda?
You know, primarily I take the 308.
Okay.
You know,
great
it's just a good all-around classic.
Yep.
And then I have one of the 375s, too, when I go for bigger game.
Bigger game, okay. Awesome. I've got the 300 Magnum. I'm loving it.
You can't go wrong with that either.
I love that.
Barrel amazes me. That fluted part on the barrel.
Vogelbauer. Life amazes you, okay?
I know that.
Okay.
Is that a reduction for heat or?
Well, you know, it's a couple of things. Actually, it takes a little weight out, which
takes
in a hunting rifle, we appreciate that. But it doesn't affect the rigidity of the barrel, you know, so you still maintain accuracy. It does help a bit with cooling, but I think, you know, as much as anything else, it gives it a really cool look.
It does.
Oh,
it
looks
does.
Cool. Yeah, that's what they thought across the street at the gas station that I talked about. It was a really cool look when we heard the sirens when I locked the door behind me.
Okay. Now, great. We got all the centerfire rifles, but Illinois and Iowa and other states, they shoot slugs. They got to shoot slugs.
Yeah.
Got a 500 Slugster. Tell us a little bit about that pump gun and then a couple about the auto. What guns you can shoot slugs with? Because we got a lot of listeners in Illinois that got to hunt with slug guns.
Sure. And, you know, there's nothing more versatile than a shotgun. And we do have our 500 pump action. You know, you can't go wrong there. We've sold over 10 million of those.
Wow.
But if you prefer a, an auto, you know, we've got our 930 and our 935. They all come in Slugster configurations, meaning that it's a fully rifled barrel.
Right.
A lot of them have, you know, an adjustable comb type stock to get you better proper eye alignment, either with the sights or if you put an optic on it. A number of the models also come. We have an adjustable trigger for our shotguns, and people don't realize that, but that becomes really critical when you're rifle slug hunting. You know, to have that good trigger pull increases the accuracy. So there are a number of models that you should look for that actually do have our adjustable trigger.
Right.
And you know, it can't beat really a slug gun hunt. For most of us that hunt east of the Mississippi, with today's slugs, you get great performance out to, you know, 125, 150 yards.
Right. We don't want to forget our youth 500 and 505, 510 mini for the kids.
Yeah, but no, and I was going to say, even when we were talking about centerfire, we have quite an extensive line of youth guns, over 40 models. So we have some in the Patriot centerfire. We do have our youth shotgun. There's one other one I wanted to tell you about real quickly. We have a new 22 rimfire rifle, our Blaze, which is great for youth to get them started, get them out practicing, just having fun. It's made out of polymer, so it's a very durable, lightweight gun. It's a semi-auto, and it's made right in the USA, and you can pick one up for under $200. Again, that's the Blaze. It's a great 22 rimfire to get kids started on.
Yeah, you need to go to Denny Dennis, Dunn's. We've got Bass Pro here. We've got Cabela's. We've got Midway.
Gander Mountain.
We've got Gander Mountain. We've got so many places you could get Mossberg guns here. So go in and tell them you heard us on the radio and you heard Lovely Linda and go in and buy one of these Mossbergs. Right, Linda?
That's exactly right.
Well, hey, you know what we need to do? We're a little short on time. We're going to play your song going out, okay, Linda? Anything else?
Sounds
why don't you give us your website, please?
You bet. Check us out at www.mossberg.com.
Don't hang up yet. We're going to play a little bit of your song for you as we go out.
Thanks, Ray.
What's that? Maddie G's shaking his head at me. Here's your song,
thank
dear.
You
thank
did.
You. You have a great weekend, okay? And talk
you
to you
too.
Soon.